Welcome to Live Less Afraid, the podcast where I normalize talking about mental health. My name's Michelle Jones, and each week I'll share how I'm overcoming fear, anxiety, and imposter syndrome. We'll discuss how our thoughts and our beliefs hold us back. We'll talk about how it's all connected, our physical, mental, financial, and spiritual well-being. And I'll discuss the most important relationship, the one we have with ourselves. And I'll teach you how these feelings impact our business and our personal life. And I'll interview amazing guests who share my love of living a real life with all its complexities. I'll teach you how to accept all the different parts of yourself so you can learn how to live less afraid too. Hi, you guys. It's Michelle with the Live Less Afraid podcast. I am so happy to be here with you today. On today's episode, got something on my heart that I am ready to share with you guys. I have been thinking about women, and I have been listening to a bunch of podcasts lately, and also just kind of tuning in with myself and looking at my own journey around being an empty nester and being a mom and a wife and a mother and a friend, like all of those things, you guys, that we are responsible doesn't even feel like the word, like yoked with. We are yoked with these things in our lives, and you know, like everything has a balance, right? Heavy and light, you know, dark and light. And when I say yoked, I mean, you know, being a mother is one of the hardest jobs I've ever had, right? You never stop worrying about these people that you bring into the light world that you're responsible for. And yet at the same time, there is so much beauty and love and joy that I can't ever imagine not being a mom. And then as we talk about things that we're yoked with as women, you know, just being a woman in this world has its own burdens and joys, right? And even being, you know, a daughter or a sister, you know, we feel like we have these responsibilities, these obligations, these, you know, conditioned responses to things that happen to us in our lives. Like there's just these expectations that women have, right? And I will say, like now more than ever, I feel like young women and girls are being raised in a place that's not perfect, but they're being raised in a place where the norms and the social mores of the world are being pushed back against, right? I mean, for a long time, in my lifetime, we've been pushing back against, you know, a woman's places in the home and, you know, a woman working into the workplace. And, but we still haven't solved those issues, right? We still have pay disparities and we still have, you know, equal rights. I mean, this week is April, the second week of April, 2022. And we finally in this country nominated and appointed our first female Black Supreme Court justice. So yay us, woohoo. And you know, I wish I could say it was a unanimous vote, but it wasn't, which tells me we still have a lot more work to do in this country around that. But I digress. Back to the topic at hand, which is women and how we are conditioned and raised. And I heard a speaker this week say, we are conditioned and raised to abandon ourselves as an act of love. Let that one sink in for a second. Because when I heard her say those words, it had a profound effect on me because I think about my life and how I was raised, how my mom was raised, how my grandmother was raised, even how I think maybe my daughter feels. And gosh, I would love to hear from her on this topic. But, you know, like there, we just feel like these heavy senses of obligation. And, you know, I can't even sometimes separate myself from it. And I think that many women feel that way. Like we have a hard time even seeing ourselves outside of the conditioning of how we were raised to serve others as an act of love. Now, I want to talk today about how crazy that is, right? How much energy and stress and guilt and just pain and agony that we experience because of that conditioning. And today, I want you to come home to yourself. I want you to come home to you in a way that you have never, ever done before. You guys, I don't care where you are today. I don't care how old you are. I don't even care if you're a guy listening to this. We have got to shed this thinking that in order to show my love, I have to abandon myself. We have to shed that. We have to shed it, and we have to figure out ways to come home to ourselves. We have to figure out a way to be true to me. And you know, sometimes people say that, you know, oh, you're being selfish, or you're being self-centered, or how can you be so self-absorbed, or, you know, you have other people to think of. Well, I sure do have other people to think of, but you know who else I'm really beholden to? Me. At the end of the day, I am beholden to me. I am the only one. Have you ever thought about that? You are the only one beholden to you. Yeah, you probably have a mom or a dad or a brother or a husband or a wife or a, you know, you probably have people who love and care about you, but who do you think loves and cares about you the most? Who should? Who can? Who ought to be? That's you, baby. That is you. You, and you. Like when I think about the stuff that I do for myself and how I treat me, oh my gosh, this is going to get so deep so fast, you guys. Like the self-talk, like what do we say to ourselves? And I know I've talked about this before, you know, like how I would talk to my children or how I would talk to someone I love and care about. I don't always talk to myself that way, but you know, I'm a work in progress and all of us are, which is why we're here having this conversation and why I hope that you're, you know, listening to me and finding encouragement in my words, because we get lost in that a little bit. We lose our way and we forget that we've abandoned ourselves and we need to come home. We need to come home to ourselves. We need to put ourselves right up there at the top, alongside our husbands and our children and our wives and our parents and all of those things, and say, hey, Michelle, you've got these obligations this week, but how are these things feeling for you? Is this feeling right? Is this feeling aligned? Does this really make you feel loved and cared about? Are you getting your needs met? Are you taking care of you and what it is that you want to desire? Oh, wait. Have I even asked myself or figured out what I want and desire and then spoken that out into the universe before I've taking care of the wants and desires of those around me? Do the people around you even know what your wants and desires and dreams are? Oh, that's homework. That's homework right there, you guys. I want you to take a minute and right now hit pause, or after this podcast is over, and say, oh my gosh, do the people in my life closest to me even know what my dreams are? Do they even know what my desires are? I bet you know theirs. I bet you know what your kids' hearts and minds are about. I bet you know what your husband's dreams are. I bet you help him or her get to those, you know, husbands and wives, partners, whoever. I bet you know what's important to them. I bet you support them in those endeavors in any way you can, anyhow, anytime, anywhere. But my question to you, sis, what are you doing for yourself in that arena? How are you supporting you? How are you loving you? How are you cheerleading you? What's that goal list look like this week, this month, this quarter? How many of those are tied to you and your dreams and your wants and where you want to go in life? I know being a mom, man, woof, you feel like your time is not yours. And it's so hard to find the space to do things for yourself or advance your goals, but we have to do it. We have to do it for ourselves. We cannot abandon ourselves in this arena. I want you to be thinking about those things. I want you to be thinking about the conditioning and how you can do some reprogramming around that. I'm a big fan of reprogramming. You know, thoughts are things. So I think every time that a thought comes into your mind around serving someone else, I want you to ask yourself if you're serving yourself. And when you think about the feelings that you have when you serve other people, when you love other people, how can you align some of those feelings to yourself? Does that make sense? How can I feel that I am loving and supporting me in my dreams, in my goals, in my desires in this world, in my needs? How are my needs being met? And how am I doing that for myself today? Like, I can easily look at my husband or my kids, or, and I can identify what a need that they have is, and I can figure out a way to support that. But I also equally, in the same measure, need to be looking at my own needs and figuring out ways to support those and fulfill those and carry those through. That's juice. That's it right there. That is it in a nutshell. How am I meeting my own needs and desires? And I'm not saying, you know, you have to be, you know, self-centered, selfish, you know, inconsiderate person. None of those things are true. You know what? And most of the women and a lot of the men that I know don't even have that gene, right? Like, they don't even know self-centered, selfishness. They're the other way. They're at the other end of the spectrum. And so let go of that a little, loosen that up a little, strive to get to the middle of that continuum. Strive to get to the middle. And maybe even a little bit more to you than to them. Because for a long time, you've been a little unbalanced in that area. And it's okay to do a little resetting. It's okay to do a little reset and say, I'm going to take care of me this week. I'm going to meet my own needs. I'm going to meet my own desires. Oh, and girl, I'm going to tell somebody about my dreams and my wants. I think you guys all know, I've always wanted to take a solo vacation. And I am living out that dream this year. I am living out that desire. I have said to myself, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go on a vacation all by myself. I'm not going to the beach for the weekend like most normal people would do. Oh, no, contraire. I am getting on a plane and flying to Europe for the first time all by myself to meet 8 women that I do not know and walk across Italy with them. Go big or go home. That is what I say. So As you think about your wants and dreams and desires, I encourage you to dream big because, you know, I like that. I like to live big. We're only here like one time, you know? Time is a finite resource, girl. We do not get it back. So, all the more reason to lean into taking care of ourselves, loving ourselves, to cut it off at the pass. We're not going to abandon ourselves anymore. We're still going to love and take care of and support all those other people in our lives. But girl, boy, we are going to do the same for ourselves. We are going to no longer abandon our own wants, needs, and desires and dreams. That is what I have for you today. And if you want to learn more about this work, if you want to immerse yourself in an experience like this, where you can just lean into, you know, coming home to yourself, then come to the retreat this fall. We are hosting a retreat this fall in October in Oregon, beautiful Pacific Northwest. Get yourself a plane ticket and get here. If you have, if you're interested in signing up for that, the waitlist webpage is coming soon. You can DM me right now or send me a text or however, carrier pigeon, I don't care, to say, raise my hand, I'm in, I want to come to this, please put me on the wait list, and I will do that for you. What else is happening? I got a few spots this week for some one-to-one consultations. If anybody's looking for just to check out more what I'm about, you can use the links on my Instagram page, on my link tree, to schedule a 15-minute coffee chat and just say, hi, I'd like to meet you and talk to you and learn a little bit more about you. So I would love that. I love meeting new people. And I think we all have an awesome story. And I'm always interested and curious to hear where you're at. So if that's interesting to you, please reach out. I think that's all I have for you today. Go and be awesome, people. And remember to come home to yourself. Let's recap really quick. Your takeaways are: stop abandoning yourself as an act of love. Make yourself a list of your wants, needs, dreams, and desires. And lastly, make sure you share those with people in your life that matter so that they can support you in that journey. All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked today's episode, be sure to like and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're listening on iTunes, leave a review. It helps other people find the show. And do me a favor, tell one person today about the show. Share the love. Let's see if we can help other people live less afraid, embrace their best selves, and generally kick ass at life. Want to know more about me and what I do? Follow me on Instagram at Live Less Afraid. I'd love to know what you thought about today's episode, so drop me an email at michellewith1l@livelessafraid.com. If you're curious about working with a coach, let's schedule a Zoom call and I'll walk you through it. That's all for now. Bye.